KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two men have been killed after an electrical substation exploded in Isipingo, south of Durban. It's suspected they were tampering with the Cocos and Bohemia mini substation in Lotus Park when it burst into flames earlier today. It caused an interruption to power supply in the area. Itekwini spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says the two men's bodies were found at the scene.
Theft and vandalism of critical infrastructure led to this fatal tragedy. Findings suggest that an explosion was caused by unlawful interference with live electrical components, allegedly with the intent to sabotage. This triggered a fire that resulted in the deaths of two of the four suspects believed to have approached the substation with criminal intent.
Sisilana says they've restored electricity to parts of the affected area, while full restoration is expected later this evening. The substation has been isolated in preparation for the installation of a new transformer. Deputy National Police Commissioner Shadrack Sibiya has been asked to take a leave of absence. Sibiya, who is in charge of crime detection, is one of the senior police officials named by KZN's police chief as having interfered in investigations into organized crime syndicates, among other claims. National Police Commissioner Fanima Semola says Sibiya's leave is to allow internal investigations into the allegations.
We don't normally like to discuss details of our departmental processes, but yes, indeed, he has been served today to stay home while other processes are unfolding.
Commissioner Masemola this afternoon received a memorandum of demands from local civil society groups in Durban who took part in a march in support of Provincial Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. At the same time, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says they welcome the decision to place the police minister on leave. Senzo Mcunu has been accused of interfering in police investigations. Mbalula says they believe President Cyril Ramaphosa acted in accordance with the constitution.
The decision to place Minister of Police, Comrade Senzo Mcunu, on a leave of absence is equally commendable. It is a proactive and considered measure taken in the interest of ensuring that due process is not compromised. Importantly, this decision does not imply guilt or prejudgment.
And two men have been sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in prison for cutting down an iconic tree in the UK. The pair drove to the Northumberland landmark 2 years ago and felled the 100-year-old Sycamore Gap tree. The world-famous landmark was felled during a storm in what prosecutors called a moronic mission. It featured in Kevin Costner's 1991 film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. In sentencing, Justice Lambert accused the pair of acting out of bravado.
Felling the tree in the middle of the night and in the middle of the storm gave you some sort of thrill, as did the media coverage of your crimes over the following days. You revelled in the coverage, taking evident pride in what you had done, knowing that you were responsible for the crime which so many people were talking about.
Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. There's some injury concerns for the Lions ahead of the first test against the Wallabies this weekend. Lance Klusener has been reappointed as Durban Super Giants head coach for the upcoming SA20 season. And tee times for the Open Championship have been confirmed ahead of Thursday's start at Portrush.